crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Time to talk some high school baseball here on Drive Time Sports. And again, you can continue to call in right now. Travis is standing by at 637-5625. Get your team for the NCAA Tournament Challenge, in which you just randomly get a team assigned to you. And if they win, you win. It's that simple. You can continue to call right now, 637-5625. Joining us in the studio, however, to talk some high school baseball, we have Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino Baseball Squad. Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, good to get in and talk a little baseball, Jordan.
Yeah, last night you guys were back on the diamond. You went toe-to-toe with Mountain View. Another road contest for you guys, but you did come out on top, and so that brings the non-region record to 3-3 on the season.
Yeah, pretty successful day yesterday going up to play Mountain View at their place. Another big school for us, a 5A school. I was proud of the way we played yesterday. Always can swing the bats a little better, but our defense and pitching yesterday really shined, and which is indicative of the score 2-1. I mean, we played well. And, you know, as long as we're getting better every game is what I'm telling the guys, and I thought yesterday we took a step forward and moved in the right direction. So I was proud of what we did.
A pitcher's duel is never a bad thing. I mean, this game was tied 0-0 at the end of two. You guys scored two runs in the third. And that was enough. That was enough to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, give Mountain View's starting pitcher a lot of credit. I think he pitched four solid innings, as did Zach Bradley for us, who ended up getting the win on the mound. And both of them were doing a nice job. I mean, just not a lot of offense going for either side. You know, we did leave some guys on base just about every inning, and that's something we need to work on. You know, we need to push those runs across the plate. It's hard to leave them out on base, especially in a tight game, but you know, again, I was proud. We come back off a long weekend in St. George where, you know, we played okay, not really as well as I wanted us to. You know, we had a lot of defensive mistakes in that trip to St. George, and so I was proud to come back yesterday, and we had no errors, and our pitching was really spot on.
I know the old saying is you are what your record says you are. That's never the case when we talk about preseason baseball or preseason basketball because, let's be honest, some of these teams play some weaker region or non-region games, I should say. For you guys to be at 3-3 right now, I mean, is that something that you probably could have predicted at the beginning of the year, Coach, or is that where you want to be right now?
You know, looking at it, opening up a Springville is always a difficult task. They're a really good program when it comes to baseball. They've been good for a long time. You know, I thought that was a game that we should have won, you know, looking at it. I mean, we lost 4-0, just didn't hit with them. And then going to play Dixie, who right now, you know, number one in 4A, I don't see them having a problem winning a 4A title this year. I would put them up against any team in any classification with what they brought back and the type of kids that they have in that program. So, you know, those are two games that I looked at on our preseason schedule and said, you know, we're going to have to play lights out to get wins against those two teams. And, you know, I looked at everybody else thinking these are all teams that we've competed with in the past and beat. And, you know, we let the Bear River game get away from us late in the game and lost that game. But other than that, you know, I think we're where we should be. We just need to continue to move forward and get better. You know, we got a big weekend coming up this weekend where we actually play schools in our own classification. You know, Judge Memorial is the only school we've played that's a 3A school, and then we'll get three more schools this weekend that are all 3A. So, you know, that kind of tells us when we start playing some schools in our own classification just where we're at with everybody else because, like you said, we've been playing bigger, stronger schools, and I like that in our preseason to make us better, and it's hard to compare us against some other schools that maybe aren't playing that type of, you know, competition. But, you know, it is what they choose to do and who they choose to play is up to them, and the same with us. So I'm not going to compare us against anybody right now. We just got to worry about ourselves and are we getting better every day.
You and I talked at the beginning of the season about quality at bats. If we go back to last night's game, only three hits for you guys. But were you happy with the performance inside the plate? Because I know it goes well beyond just getting a hit or registering a hit.
Yeah, you know, you take the quality at bat thing that we talk about, and, you know, there's a formula for that. Is how many pitches does a hitter see in his at bat, you know, what's he end up doing in that at bat? And, you know, he could walk or he could, you know, he could ground out or fly out or he could move a runner. There's a lot of things that go into that. And, you know, I think our quality at bats were somewhere in the 40% range last night, which is okay. It's not good enough. You know, you as a coach, you'd want to see that 70 or 80% of, you know, quality at bats, which is a high number. But I think if you can have kids seeing pitches and getting some good quality swings and at least moving runners over and making the other team, you know, play and not having strikeouts, those are big. And so, you know, that number needs to go up every game for us, obviously. But, you know, yesterday I give Mountain View's starting pitcher a lot of credit. He's a good left-hander. We just don't see a lot of them. Dixie threw a really good left-hander at us who no-hit us. And, you know, we need to work better with that. And, you know, it's funny because we have, you know, coaches that are left-handed, so they get to see left-handed BP every day in practice. But, you know, games are different. That live pitching is different. And when you see some really good left-handers, they're tough. And that's one of the reasons why left-handed pitching is important at every level. I mean, you see college and pro. I mean, if you're a left-hander who can throw it, they're, you know, they're going to find a place for you. So we just need to continue to work. We need to work a little bit more on our short game. We've tried to put a few bunts down early and not been real successful. But on the other hand, we've had a couple that have been really successful. But those are things that we need to continue to work on every day. I like the fact we're being aggressive on the bases right now and making teams play. We're keeping them, you know, kind of on their heels back there. And that's something, you know, we have some team speed this year and some guys who really swing the bat well when it comes to a hit-and-run situation. And those are things that we like to do, and me as a coach, I like to be aggressive when we get guys on, so we're going to continue to do that and just move forward.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Jeff Cincinnatus as we talk about the Carbondale Boys baseball team. I was going to ask you about base running, Coach. Last night, you guys have 5 stolen bases.
Yeah. Good number. Yeah, it was, and you know, I was really proud of what we did on the bases last night, getting guys in scoring position. Then we just didn't pick up big hits to score them, but you know, like you said, we had 5 stolen bases in a high school game. That's pretty good. And, you know, we're taking advantage of our speed and even taking advantage of some slower guys, you know, getting them in a position where they can get to the next bag. But, you know, I'm happy with that part of it. We're getting guys on base. We're getting them moved over to where they need to be. Now we just need to take advantage of bringing them across and scoring those runs. And last night was a perfect example. It was a close game, but we left some guys on base and guys that, you know, we should have scored that we didn't. But again, that's high school baseball at every level. I mean, it doesn't always bounce your way, and you know, you got to give other teams a lot of credit. You know, sometimes they do a great job, you know, defensively and prevent you from scoring. And you know, yesterday was just a perfect example of that. It was a really well played game on both sides.
As far as an individual that has surprised you over the first 6 games of the season, be it offense or defense, has anyone come to mind? I mean, you and I have talked about, you know, Braxton Bennett, Cody Lowe. We've talked about Ty Anderson and Colin Lewis, and we've talked about these guys. I know last time we even talked about Anthony Jones, who gave you some quality starts last year. Anyone stand out to you that has kind of overperformed where you thought they would be?
You know, they had an all-tournament team, obviously, down in St. George. Jaden Robertson, Colin Lewis were both on that team who did a really good job for us down there. Jaden swung a really good bat for us. He struggled yesterday. But, you know, another member we had make the all-tournament team was Cesar Lea, who is, you know, a foreign exchange student who came in from Venezuela this year, which, you know, baseball's big in his home country. And, you know, I'm really surprised at how well he's adapted to just our style of playing ball here and things. And you know, he's done a great job. I look at it, he's maybe had two bad at bats on the entire year, and he's playing a great second base for us, and just somebody who right now, you know, we're looking at him to help lead us a little bit. And you know, even though he's somebody that we've never played with, we don't know much about him, but he's fitting in really nice with our team, and he's done a great job. Again, he made all tournament down in Dixie. You know, had another hit yesterday. He's leading our team in hits right now, him and Cody Lowe both. And so, you know, he's been a pleasant surprise. You never know what you're going to get when you have a foreign exchange student come in. It's always, you're always hoping that they're going to be a great player and help your program. And he is right now really helping our program and is a great young man. And it's been fun to be around him. You know, we have a little carbon idol that we do on our bus ride down to St. George to kind of pass the time and open up our season, where guys get a chance to lip sync and sing some songs. And, you know, he jumped right in and even won our carbon idol contest on the way down. So it's a testament to his character that he's fitting in with these guys and he's comfortable and he's having some fun. And right now he's been a pleasure to coach.
You did mention this weekend you guys will see some more 3A squads. You're going to travel down to Blanding. That's a lengthy trip. It's about, what, 3.5 hours, but you guys are going to get 3A opponents in Summit Academy, Grand, and San Juan, so it should be a decent weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend for us. I mean, you know, Grand was a preseason number one in 3A, and obviously I'm not sure if everybody knows, but Emory beat them yesterday in a great game for Emory, and want to congratulate them on a big region win to open up the season with the number one team in 3A. So, you know, we're excited to go back down and play them. We played them last year at their place when they were ranked number one in 2A, and I think they were undefeated at the time and ended up walking away with a win from their place last year. So, you know, we're looking forward to that challenge. Obviously, San Juan is going to be a challenge just because you're like you said, a 3.5-4 hour bus ride and get off and play an opponent on their home field. That's going to be a new adventure for us. We haven't been to San Juan in probably quite a long time. I don't even know when the last time we've been down there to play baseball was. But, you know, Summit Academy's opponent I don't know a lot about. I mean, every year, these private schools change players with what they have and don't have. So, you know, right now I'm not sure where they're at. But, like I said, a big weekend for us, just the fact that we're playing 3A schools to get a chance to look at them and, you know, possibly a team that we're, you know, could possibly see down the road in postseason. So, we're excited about that challenge and, you know, and take that how it comes for us.
Coach, I always look forward to the conversations. Thank you again for making time for us. Best of luck this weekend, and I know we'll talk again soon.
Appreciate you. I want to mention one more thing. We have our younger kids camp this afternoon starting at 4 o'clock out in Helper. I know we've been talking about it. It's been on your webpage, and I know they've been passing around a lot of flyers. But any of our little leaguers that are, you know, are interested in coming out, you know, show up to the park today and help her from 4 to 6. You don't need to pre-register or anything. And just hopefully the weather will hold up for us. I see the sun kind of shining now a little bit, and you know, hopefully we can get a big turnout and have some fun with these kids and let our guys on our baseball team work with them. I know they're excited about that every time we get a chance to work with the young kids. So hopefully we have a great day of baseball in that aspect also.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you again, Coach.
Thanks, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Jeff Cincinnaris of the Carbon Dino Baseball Squad. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, and there are still spots available in our NCAA Tournament Challenge. You can continue to call right now, 637-5625. That's 637-5625 right here on Drive Time Sports.